Well, the Eagles cornerbacks have certainly played well in this 5-1 start. Here to talk about it is Corey Unlin, secondary coach for the Eagles. This interview brought to you by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. And Corey, listen, let's give us a progress report here. We talked about this a few weeks ago, young group kind of thrown in there and growing up on the job.
Doing a good job so far. We remind ourselves constantly that we've only played six games, so we got a ways to go here, but pleased obviously with where we're at. We're 5-1. Can't argue with that. Hasn't been perfect by any means, but I couldn't be prouder. They go out there and they just fight and keep fighting no matter what happens in the game. And obviously we've had a little bit of production here lately, and they deserve it. They've practiced hard. They've come in every single day ready to work, and it's showing up right now. Got a long way to go, obviously, with the season, but we'll take it right now.
You've talked about that tenaciousness. You've seen that from not only Jalen, but all the way through.
Yeah, I think it just carries over from the group, starting with Rodney and Malcolm. Then Pat's play so far this year has been outstanding, and then for Rasul to be in there and Jalen, obviously, I mean, we know what Jalen is. That's the way Jalen plays. So it's been showing up, and it's good to see, especially on Thursday night last week. For those guys to come out there and keep playing against that offense, it was good to see.
Is Malcolm one of those guys who kind of makes it? I'm sure it comes natural to him. The players just kind of gravitate toward his leadership.
I think that's probably a fair statement. Yeah, I mean he demands it out of him too, just in his preparation and the way he approaches his work. It's hard for not those guys not. I mean, it's hard for those guys not to follow along with that, which is obviously one of the great things about him as a player and a leader in our room. So
I think it's interesting, you know, Corey. I think that we kind of take, we take the safety situation for granted because Malcolm and Rodney came in last year and you got them on the same page right away and they clicked. And then we just kind of assume that they're going to just keep playing at that super high level. And the focus is kind of on the cornerbacks.
Right.
How's the safety play been?
No, they've been solid so far. Obviously, Rodney missed that 1 week right. And then Chris stepped in and Watt's been moving around. Obviously, he's down right now, but I would say this, obviously injuries being part of the game and whoever's out there is out there. I think that's one of the crucial things that's happened this year with the injuries, whether it's the Darby and Watt. Obviously, Corey Graham was down. Doesn't matter who goes out there, whether it's a safety position or corner position.
That's good coaching.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Come on,
I just try not to screw them up. But, I mean, doesn't matter. We don't care who goes out there. Injuries are part of the game, and we know this. I feel really good about this, and I think our players do too, everybody on defense. Whoever's out there, they got to go out there and fight. And if they weren't, then they wouldn't be out there. So it's been fun to watch.
The level of confidence that Patrick Robinson is playing with, can you talk about how that has grown from the time he got here and then learned the system, and then he's been out, whether it's in the slot, in the nickel, or outside, he's played very well.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, let's not forget that, I mean, he's played a lot of football, so that was a plus for us because he understands the game. There's obviously a learning curve when you come into a new system and the terminology and probably some of the techniques that we play with, but the kid's a pro, doesn't say much, just comes out, works every single day, and he's been a great fit. And obviously he's played at a high level for us right now, has been very steady, and obviously had a nice play. He had a nice play last or Thursday night, and hopefully we'll get that same out of him going forward.
When Rasul was forced to play, Corey, I mean, kind of what was the edict there? Just, hey, let's just take it slow? I mean, how do you bring a young kid like that in there? You throw him in there and have high expectations.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if we didn't have high expectations for him, we wouldn't put him out there. We would have put somebody else out there. I mean, just like any rookie, there's some bumps in the road that come along, but I would say this, he's never blinked. We already said this, it's not been perfect for him, but he does not shy away from anything. That ends up making a play for us. Could have had two more, but ended up making a nice play on that. Great technique, and I would say this, huge assist to Fletcher Cox and Chris Long on that. I mean, they crushed the pocket. He made a bad decision. Quarterback was on his heels all night, so he ended up making a play there. But he's coming along, and again, like all of our players, as long as we can get better every single week and learn from some mistakes and not repeat them at the same, I mean, not repeat the same ones twice, We're going in the right direction, and I definitely see him doing that.
How satisfying is it for you, Corey? You guys are teachers. You come in here with a new group from last year at cornerback, at least, and then to see the production build and build, build the confidence, build, build, build. I've got to believe that is as rewarding as anything that you ever do in the coaching profession.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why we do what we do. I would say this. I mean, I I'll deflect all of that on those guys. I mean, they come in every single day. I'm blessed to be in a group, to have a room that is filled with guys that want to get better. They want to learn. And it doesn't matter what happens, whether it's a win or a tight loss. We take the rearview mirror off, and then we're on to the next one. And obviously, we got a great challenge coming up here at home Monday night in the Link. And we'll enjoy it. You know, we've enjoyed that the last few days we've had off, and we're on to the next one. So we'll move on just like that.
While they've been out, Ronald Darby, Sidney Jones, do you still have them in meetings? Are they still, from a mental standpoint, up to par?
Yeah, those guys haven't missed anything. I mean, Darby was on a scooter. He's off the scooter now, but was on that thing for 4 weeks and was in every single meeting. He's at walkthrough doing his training, his rehab. Sidney hasn't missed one meeting since he's been here in OTAs through now. So those guys are coming along. Obviously, it's a little bit different for him, especially for Sidney, who's been out since he's been here. But they're both coming along. And whenever they're back out there, they'll be back out there. But as for now, we're going with the guys we got, and we feel good about that.
How is Sidney's just the idea that the game has been taken away from him? Has he been confident, kept his spirits up?
Yeah, he's got, I would say, maybe a little frustrated at times. I mean, it's hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're watching your peers, and, you know, he's got one goal, and that was to obviously be in a roster and go out and play. So when you're in that situation, you don't have an option. I mean, you can either shut it down and let it go or just keep going with what you got. And whenever he's out there, I think he's going to be ready. We'll obviously see when that happens. Don't know when it's going to be, but he's been outstanding this far, and I would expect nothing less going forward.
No letdown for the Eagles DBs, right?
You've got a lot of ball to play.
Like, who cares what happened last weekend, right?
Absolutely. No rear view mirror.
All right. Yeah. Well, Corey, thanks, man.
You got it.
Corey Unlin, brought to you by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson.